Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Imagine you're running a marathon, and one of the athletes decides to pick his own path. He keeps to the 26.2-mile race standard and sets his finish line in the same spot as the official one. But he picks routes with fewer hills and competitors. His plan seems excellent to him, but when he crosses the finish line, there will be no medal or ribbon waiting. That would certainly be a silly thing to do. Yet those of us who are believers can fall into this very trap when we decide the course for our life instead of running the race God sets. See Hebrews 12, verse 1. But by submitting to his will, we remain on the right path. However, the moment we revert to old habits or start making decisions based on our own wisdom, we go far afield. Whether believers run the race God's way or their own way, they'll reach the finish line, and eternity in heaven is no small prize. But additional rewards are based on an individual's faithfulness. No one wants to look back and realize, I didn't run the course meant for me. I was not focused on accomplishments of eternal value. The only truly lasting and worthwhile deeds are those done for the Lord in the power of His Spirit. And thankfully, no matter how far off course we veer, the Holy Spirit is still present. He reminds us of the right path and offers us the power to get back on it and persevere.